Om Devataz, this is Brit, and I just wanted to follow up with you after a most rich and inspiring weekend. The corners of my lips keep lifting. I keep thinking about all of the joy and laughter and depth of experience that we shared together, and I am eternally grateful for all that you offered of your own hearts and your own energies to be present there with me over the weekend. It really inspires me each time, knowing that the path that we walk together is so right. So all that to say that as we take these next days into the integration of the information, that we first want to begin with the simplicities of the practice and simply remember how powerful it is for us to tap into the six chakras that live in our bodies. Muladhara chakra, root chakra, the color red, the sound lum, this quality of energy that manifests in our lives as strength and stability and sure-footedness and rootedness and groundedness. And then we move up to Svadhisthana, the abode of oneself, the seat of one's self, the color orange, the seed bija mantra, vam, and the qualities of creativity and procreativity and being a reflective light of all that is as we are on this planet. The qualities of liquidity and grace and fluidity and our ability to go with the flow. And moving up into Manipura, the fire center, the will center, where we really do get things done. This is the place from which we are able to aspire and set forth not only the intentions that come into our mind, but then turn them into action and to be able to let go and digest that which does not serve us and simply only take and hold that which is truth and light. So Manipura, the sound is Ram and the color is yellow. And then we move into Anahata, the heart chakra, and the heart and throat together make up the air element, and the sound of the heart, Anahata, the center of unstruck sound. The sound is yum, and the color is green, and this is the place where we commune and we are in community with one another. And remember, this is the place where those first lower chakras really connect us to a downward facing triangle. And then we get here and we're multidimensional, connecting from my heart to your heart, to all these hearts that we've never even met in our physical experience. That interfacing of one downward facing triangle and one upward facing triangle. This center of unstruck sound is where the unsolvable becomes solvable, the unknowable becomes knowable. And then Vishuddha, the poison purification center. The color is blue and the sound is hum. And this is where we speak our voice clearly, but it is also where we are able to purify and to release toxicity. We're able to support in working with still the air element as we move up the chakras and our awareness begins to move higher and higher and more subtle and more subtle. And then we move into Agya Chakra, the space between the eyes, and that is the command center. The color is indigo, like storm cloud, gray, blue, purple. And this is the place where thoughts set the seeds to become things. This is where we focus our energy on the mantra and we're able to really allow ourselves to let go of unnecessary holdings and really focus in on that which is going to move my life in a positive direction. And then Sahasrara, the seventh chakra that rises up through the crown of the head, 1,008 petaled lotus. As Chris shared, this is like abalone. The color is like abalone, iridescent violet. So these are the qualities that we bring in and through our whole body, mind, heart, and spirit in our practice. And then we look and feel for the asanas that support us in that way. So just 4.5 minutes of juice for us to practice together as we proceed. Big love to you. More to come soon. Om Namah Shivaya.